Okay, next we have another variant based on the precipitant of generalized pustular psoriasis, that is pregnancy. So the generalized pustular psoriasis may be developed as a result of the pregnancy, which act as a triggering of the precipitating factor. It is a rare entity which is triggered by or occurring in pregnancy. The onset is usually in the last trimester of pregnancy, but it may occur at any time during the pregnancy, during the first month of pregnancy, on the first day of puerperium. The disease tend to persist until the child is born, and occasionally sometimes it may persist long afterwards as well. The feature of generalized pustular psoriasis will be present, but it will be more in the flexural areas and in the inguinogenital region and other flexures. Minute pustules arise on an acutely inflamed area of skin at the flexural areas and present in the infancy, so we know that it is impetigo herpetiformis or acute generalized pustular psoriasis of pregnancy. It extends centrifugally and it dries in the center as it spreads centrifugally, or it may also be present in the form of a plaques which become widespread. As these areas heal, they leave behind reddish brown pigmentation. The tongue, buccal mucosa, and even the esophagus may also show the presence of cercinate or erosive lesions. Constitutional disturbance is characteristically severe, with a fever and even death may occur due to cardiac or renal failure. Besides this, there may be other systemic manifestations like nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, delirium, tetany. More severe and long stand, the greater the severity of the disease and greater the duration of the disease, the greater will be the risk of placental insufficiency leading to stillbirth, neonatal death, or fetal abnormalities. Characteristically, the disease recurs in the subsequent pregnancies as well.